different in the language. Let's see how this is going to take. Now you, let me see, this next question was, alright, you told me that after you had plowed, what do you use to break up the ground even finer? That was the
harrow.
And do you ever call it anything other than harrow? Ever called it
groundbreaker.
What did you say?
Groundbreaker.
A groundbreaker, okay. What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit in onto?
The hub and the axle.
Axle, all right. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
I don't know.
An A-shaped frame that you use to lay the boards across to make a table for a church supper. What do you call that?
That's a horse.
Horse, all right. Pretty good, huh? Would you ever call that X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths, would you ever call that a sawbuck? Ever hear that term?
I never did hear it called anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, an A-shaped frame would be one that comes mm-hmm. into a point like this, and the other one would be one that crossed over. You've never used the term sawbuck.
We call it sawhorse.
Sawhorse, okay.
Yeah, it's saw like horse. This, and you have two of them. Mm-hmm. And you lay the plank up here, mm-hmm. make a table.
Okay.
Or you use it when you're sawing.
Mm-hmm. Right,
when
either
you're building
one.
A house.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Bullets.
What else?
Ammunition.
What else?
Shells.
They weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank.
Caps.
What else?
Blank bullets.
Anything
blank shots.
Anything else?
Or just plain blanks, we say.
Blank.
Caps.
Car. Do you ever hear the term cartridge?
Well, cartridge, I guess.
You would say blank cartridges sometimes.
I'm just
you?
Blanks. I don't ever say anything mm-hmm. like that.
Okay.
My husband has a gun, but he doesn't fire blanks.
Doesn't he? Does he ever have?
He has live ammunition.
Does he? Oh, I'm always afraid to have anything like that around.
Well, we're out in the country, and he fires into the base of a tree.
Uh huh. Does he ever go hunting?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Plank laid over a trestle for children to play on. What do you call that?
A log. Oh, what?
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on.
Oh, that. I don't know what it's called. Seesaw?
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Would you ever call, there's a lot of terms for this, a teetering board?
Mm-mm.
Teeter-totter?
Seesaw.
Seesaw? And that's it. You wouldn't call it anything like a cock horse?
No.
All right. What do you call a limber plank fixed to both ends that children used to jump on and up and down on?
I don't know what you call it. We used to do it all the time.
Did you? I don't know what they mean by limber plank. What does that mean?
I don't know either. We never did call it that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear the term joggling board?
I don't think so.
That's the term that they have here. What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on? Maybe they mean limber, something that's flexible, possibly.
Well, see, we put two short blocks, you know, stand them on each end and put this plank in the middle. And we could jump up really high.
I see.
We'd
mm-hmm.
spring up high.
That's probably what they mean.
Springboard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Probably what we call it.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?
A merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round. All right. Anything else?
Carousel.
Carousel.
And I think that's all.
Ever a flying Jenny?
Yeah.
Have you heard that term?
Mm-hmm.
Would you use it?
No.
It's just one that you remember having been used a long time ago?